In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the priestly division of Abijah. His wife was from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in the eyes of God, observing all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blamelessly. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Once, when he was serving as priest in his division's turn before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to burn incense. Then, when the whole assembly of the people was praying outside at the hour of the incense offering, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled by what he saw, and fear came upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb, and he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of fathers toward children and the disobedient to the understanding of the righteous, to prepare a people fit for the Lord." Then Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel said to him in reply, "I am Gabriel, who stand before God. I was sent to speak to you and to announce to you this good news. But now you will be speechless and unable to talk until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled at their proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and were amazed that he stayed so long in the sanctuary. But when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He was gesturing to them, but remained mute. Then, when his days of ministry were completed, he went home. After this time, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she went into seclusion for 5 months, saying, "So has the Lord done for me at a time when he has seen fit to take away my disgrace before others." The Gospel of the Lord. I have been wondering lately about Advent and the art of waiting. Advent represents a time of waiting for the Savior's birth, a time prior to the Christ child's arrival. It can also be symbolic of our own waiting for God's action in our lives. But it's so countercultural, isn't it? People can hardly wait anymore. We have instant food at the drive-through window, and we have instant messaging. Last week, Senator Mitchell released his report on the widespread use of steroids in sports, and that hundreds of thousands of teenagers have been taking steroids. Is this another phenomenon of not being able to wait? Building the body in an instant? It seems we can't wait for the natural processes of time, like in pregnancy, for example. How can we fight the tide? How can we make sense of waiting for God when our culture cannot wait? Zechariah could not wait either, even though he had already waited a very long time for a child. And his own culture had waited a very long time for a Messiah. Maybe that's why when the angel gave Zechariah the message that he would have a son, he just couldn't believe it. He wanted the angel to give him an instant sign. We might say, if he had only waited just a little while longer, He would have seen that his wife would grow in pregnancy, just like the angel predicted. Mary, too, expressed doubt to the angel Gabriel when he announced that she also would conceive and bear a son. That's in tomorrow's gospel. She, too, was given the sign, simply the pregnancy of Elizabeth. You'll hear in tomorrow's gospel, "And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Commentary says the sign given to Mary in confirmation of the angel's announcement to her is the pregnancy of her aged relative Elizabeth. If a woman past this childbearing age could become pregnant, why, the angel implies, should there be any doubt about Mary's pregnancy? For nothing will be impossible for God. After she heard this, Mary replied in complete submission, "May it be done to me according to your word." Elizabeth is the person in common between Zechariah and Mary, a sign of God's work and grace, a middle person, one who by her own faith, brings others to faith. She was a sign for both Zechariah and Mary. A good woman she was, righteous in the eyes of God, it says. She was the beacon of light that lit the way for Zechariah, Mary, and all that followed, John the Baptist and Jesus. And I think there is even more insight and wisdom we can gain from Elizabeth that we don't normally hear about. After Zechariah was struck mute and his term for ministry to the temple was over, the gospel reads, "After this time his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she went into seclusion for 5 months, saying, 'So has the Lord done for me at a time when he has seen fit to take away my disgrace before others.'" Listen to that, "at a time when he has seen fit." In other words, in God's good time, not in an instant, not when she and Zechariah wanted, but at a time when he saw fit. I think she had it right. We too must be willing to wait for the signs, not in an instant, not when we want. We must wait, and we must learn to be awake for the signs that God gives us, as Elizabeth did, at a time when he sees fit. Amen.